watching by the poplar, Calinette with the seagull wife. She is watching and longing and waiting where the long white roadway lies.
Malta, 3rd of April, 1917. Dear Edward, my mail was depressing today. As well as your news about being past fit, there was a letter from Father in the usual strain. German retirement at the wrong time for us. Russia internally rotten and likely to sue for a separate peace. Conditions dreadful at home. End no nearer in sight. Victor, too, sends me a letter half cynical, half hopelessly resigned. Apparently he was on the verge of an attack, for he spoke of perhaps never writing to me again. This, too, leaves me anxiously and very sadly wondering how long it will be before I hear any more of him, and what it will be when I do. The sirocco is blowing tonight in a hateful way, rushing down the stone veranda and making the doors and shutters creak and groan. To me, this particular wind always seems fraught with sinister things. It hides the stars so that the night is as black as ink and makes the men peevish and sends their temperatures up.
London, 18th of April, 1917. Victor dangerously wounded. Serious. Edward.
Dearest Mother, there really does not seem much point in writing anything until I hear further news of Victor, for I cannot think of anything else. Victor, as you know, has always been so much a survival to me of a part of Roland. Poor Edward. What a bad time the Three Musketeers have had.
Dear Vera, I've had a note from Edward today to say that Victor Richardson is at Rouen and badly wounded. Awfully sorry, and I can only hope he'll soon get over it, and that by the time you get this, you'll have had better news of him. Everything seems very vague, but nonetheless certain here, and I only hope I don't fail at the critical moment, as truly I am a horrible coward. Wish I could do well, especially for the school's sake. I think you'd love Chigwell. Everything's so peaceful there. Often we've watched the many splendours of the sunset from school field. War knows no power. Safe shall be my going. Safe, though all safety's lost. Safe where men fall. And if these poor limbs die, safest of all. Rupert Brooke is great, and his faith is also great. If destiny is willing, I'll write later. Geoffrey.
Dear Vera, it is not yet known whether Victor will die or not, but his left eye was removed in France, and the specialist who saw him thinks it is almost certain that the sight of his right eye has gone too. He was brought into the 2nd London General Chelsea on Thursday afternoon. We don't know exactly when he was hit, but the bullet, probably machine gun, went in just behind the left eye and went very slightly upwards, but not, I'm afraid, enough to clear the right eye. The bullet is not yet out, though very close to the right edge of the temple. I came up from Stafford and saw Victor twice yesterday. He has never really recovered consciousness, but I think he was just sensible that I was there, and was able to say yes when the sister asked him if he knew who it was. The eye that has been removed and all the upper part of the face is covered with bandages. When I saw him in the evening, he was asleep and a good deal of blood had just come down the nose, which was probably a good thing. I'm inclined to think it would be better that he should die. Sight is really a more precious gift than life. Later. There is much better news. The matron telephoned to say that Victor was conscious, and so Mother and I went down at once. He recognized my voice. I asked him how he was, and he said, right as rain, and he caught hold of my hand. Then I said, your father is coming to see you in an hour or two. Then Tara made the most hopeful remark of all, saying, what's the betting he's late? Mr. Richardson told me that he just had a letter from Tar's colonel, in which he said the battalion was attacking a redoubt just east of Arras. They took the first line and then came under heavy machine gun fire. Victor, who was leading his platoon, was hit in the arm, but took his coat off, had the wound bandaged, and went on. It was at the second German line that he got the bullet in through his head. The colonel says, you have good reason to be proud of him. He did his best, and it was a good best, too. I have sent his name in for the military cross, and have no doubt...